supremely full of it.
Ha ha!
Man, mean what you say and say what you mean, bro. Supremely full of it podcast. Back with another episode. They call me Dyer.
Be your boy Nine.
Oh man, how you doing?
I feel the hurt.
Yeah, hey. Hey man, how you doing? Man?
I'm good, bro. Never mind.
No, if you would have said I'm doing better than you, I'd been like, have a good night.
Yeah, cut the show.
Have a good night.
Cut the show.
Cause yeah, man, we struggling, bro.
Yeah, man.
Life be lifing.
All the time.
Even when you wanted to stop moving for a few minutes.
Yeah, it's gonna keep moving.
And then all of a sudden,
bam. I'm on the way.
More like, wow. Woo! Okay.
I'm talking about, you know.
Hey.
Life, it hits you like I'm on the way.
I'm here for it. Just know that I'm about that action, okay? I'm about that action.
I'm coming.
Hey, anyway, how was your day, man?
My day good, bro.
Cool.
Better than
all right, G.
Oh, man. My bad.
Do you eat cereal for dinner sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes you got to.
What type of cereal do you eat for dinner?
I eat old people stuff.
Like what?
Honey Bunches of Oats.
That is old people.
Frosted Mini Wheats.
Frosted Mini Wheats.
Raisin Bran.
Hey, Raisin Bran good though.
Yeah, no, it's still old.
No, Raisin Bran Crunch.
I ain't had that one in a minute.
Yeah, because like Raisin Bran is like cardboard.
But what's better than Raisin Bran Crunch is Raisin Bran mixed with Honey Bunches of Oats.
I don't know.
Try that, bro.
I haven't had cereal in a minute.
You want some?
I'm more of a organic oatmeal person.
What is organic oatmeal?
It's just organic oatmeal.
It's not just oatmeal? What's organic? Like, what does this mean? Like, what are you buying?
Okay, you remember a few pods ago, I said that, you know, I'm a plant-based organic guy now.
Right.
So basically, organic means, well, the less ingredients, the better.
Right.
So
I feel it.
Right. So when you go, say you get like regular oatmeal,
mm-hmm.
it's going to have ingredients that look like a wish list of stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But when you get organic oatmeal, the only ingredient you're going to see is organic oatmeal.
Ah, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. I don't, the only oatmeal I can eat is the instant oatmeal.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's instant too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I think the stuff you get in the little cardboard can, I can't do it.
Cardboard can. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can't do it, bro. Because
okay.
That oatmeal turns into boogers. It do, bro. It ain't right. That's all I know.
Okay. Let's get to the show. You said something turned into boogers.
It do, man.
That's remarkable.
It turns into porridge. All right. You know what I'm saying?
And porridge is boogers.
Yeah, I can't do it, bro.
Okay. Whew. Anyway, that was funny.
I'm hot.
All right.
Why is it so hot in here?
I don't know. But
sheesh.
Anyway, you remember the song by Player? Not Player. It's how do you pronounce it? Player.
Player. Okay.
Yeah, Player. Yeah. Back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers to you.
Yeah.
You want to sing that song?
No. I know what you mean, though. Yes.
You don't want to sing it?
I don't. I will be playing some music on this pod soon, though.
Right, we shall see.
Yeah, I'll be doing that soon.
Anyway, you remember the song, though, right?
Yeah. Cheers to you. Yes.
Cheers to you.
Mm-hmm.
For giving me a chance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it had a dance to go with it. You know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah,
saying?
For sure. Kill it. Oh, you know snap. Saying? Yeah.
Anyway.
Bow.
So, bow. Bow. One, two, three.
Yeah. That's how it used to be.
So, cheers for giving me another chance.
Mm-hmm.
Why would, like, how would you act if you wanted to get another chance after you've probably messed up the first chance that you had to be with somebody.
Mm. How would you act?
Yeah.
You would probably go above and beyond, man, and for real, you probably become a pest for real.
But wouldn't you have to do that even, like, wouldn't a person, your ex, have to give you some type of hope that there was a chance that you would get another chance?
Not necessarily, but most of the time you probably do. You probably do got a little hope that things might work out, but some people just persistent.
Yeah, but at a certain point, though, you just fighting a losing battle, right?
That's true. That's very true. Have you ever been in a situation where you wanted a second chance after it was over?
Yes. Okay. I wanted a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, 12th.
Dang.
Yeah, I've messed up a lot in my past.
Mm. And this was all with one individual?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just never figured it out, huh?
It's not that I never figured it out. It's just I knew who and what I would have to be with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point in my life,
you wasn't ready.
It's not that I wasn't ready. It's that I didn't want to be.
Ah, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. So let me ask you this. So was it that you wanted a second chance, or is it because you just, how can I explain it? Because if you wasn't ready to be what they wanted, mm-hmm. right, then why would you subject yourself to doing the chance dance?
Well, probably because I, you know, when you realize how good somebody is,
mm-hmm.
and you really don't want them to be with nobody else,
mm-hmm.
so you
mm-hmm.
so you expect them to stay with your ignorant butt,
mm.
even though you're doing the same old thing over and over again.
Okay.
So I kind of feel like that was it. Like, I know that this person's good.
Right, right.
You don't find too many good people.
That is true. That is very true. So is it safe to say that some people, they do the chance dance not because they actually want them? It's because, hold on. I don't think I'm saying that right. Dang, I don't know how to actually word it.
Are you saying they don't want nobody else to have them?
Yeah, they don't want nobody else to have them, but they okay, here we go. They don't have any intentions on actually doing right by them.
I can't say that because I always had the intentions to. Like, okay. I knew I wanted to.
Okay.
But I just wasn't ready to commit to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can see that.
But when, all right, let's just go from the beginning. What would you do to get another chance? After, depending on how you messed up the first one.
I think most of the time people start with what they used to do that the other person liked.
Okay.
Like if it may be that favorite restaurant, you know what I'm saying, that you took them to before and ain't took them in a while, mm-hmm. you may try that. You may do all of the pet names and the talking that you wasn't doing before, you're doing it now. You know what I mean? You might be standing outside their window with a boombox and a mariachi band, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying, behind you. You gonna try all kind of different stuff. I think nowadays, though, what's more, what people do the most of is try to use other people to get it done.
Okay. I think it all depends on how you messed up the first chance you got.
Okay.
Because, like, say, let's just go with cheating.
All right, for sure.
Say you cheated the first time and the relationship ended.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the other person is even going to give you a chance to show that you want to do better, to get another chance.
Mm. That's a tough one, though. Because once trust is lost, bro, it's really hard to get that joint back.
I don't think it's, me personally, I don't think you can get trust back.
I never looked at it like that, but yeah, I mean.
Because the only way the person is actually going to trust you or even act like they trust you is if they know everything that you're doing. So that means you may go have to turn on your location. Now, I don't know about you, but I think that's overkill.
Do you?
I mean, what's...
Me personally, bro, I don't think anything is overkill that the other person is telling you to do if you want that person back.
I don't know, my G.
The reason why I say that is because if you do it, you signed up for it. So I don't even know if it's overkill because you trying to get your good graces back. Now the question is, are you willing to?
Now, okay, that's different. If y'all broke up because you cheated,
right?
Then yeah, you may have to, you know what I'm saying, share your location. But at the end of the day, what is that really gonna do? Is the person that you cheated on gonna show up everywhere that you at?
I think that do turn the person that got cheated on into something they shouldn't want to become.
Right. A probation officer.
Dude, good terminology.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, that's I don't have the time. I don't want to have the time to do that. My thing is, if I ask you a question, you should just be honest about it.
Yeah,
and it's that easy.
And you could either choose to believe me or not.
Facts.
Okay, say a person was trying to get back in the door after verbal abuse.
I think that's one of the easier issues.
How? Just by saying I want to do better?
No. I'm just saying it's easier to change how you speak to somebody.
Okay.
That to me is not a hard thing to do. You think about what you're saying before you say it anyway.
Most people do.
So I think that's an easier one to come back from.
But does that mean that, like, you got to, I don't want to say talk to them like you are holding back. But, like, what if they, like, do something to make you mad?
Mm-hmm.
Do you still express yourself?
Yeah, you just got fired.
But if you do express yourself,
mm-hmm,
and you getting this second chance, don't they be like, well, there you go again, yelling and cussing at me when you said that you would never do that again.
Mm-hmm.
So don't you still take that risk of doing that?
I just think you gotta find another way to express yourself.
Should you just write it down?
If that's what it take. But even if you wrote it down, if it's disrespectful, you know what I'm saying? They ain't going to take that easy either. It kind of, in a lot of cases, man, it kind of sucks for both sides.
Mm-hmm.
It really do.
That's why if you break up with somebody, that getting back is rough.
Yeah. And the question, I mean, can you ever really get back is the question.
And do you want to get back?
That's another good one.
Like, you got to remember why y'all broke up in the first place.
Mm. I mean, but is the person that got broke up with for something they did really thinking about that more than the person that broke up, that did the breaking up?
No, I don't think so. I think the person who messed up, all they really thinking about is getting back.
So is it safe to say, okay, so for somebody that's a one-time offender, okay, right, do you think that most likely they have the better chance of actually fixing it, getting a second chance versus somebody that got the fourth one, fifth one, sixth one?
Depend on what they did. Like, some people, once you get cheated on once, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, let me ask you this. If you got cheated on, is it one time for you? One and done?
Now, yes.
Okay. It wasn't before?
No.
Okay. Okay. Why?
Because I was done.
Okay. You know what? I ain't even laughing at you because I've been in the same boat.
Yeah.
I've been in the same boat, man.
Yeah, because, I mean, some people have that whole logic of once a cheater, always a cheater.
Right.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that either.
But getting cheated on is hard, boy.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
Even though I've done it, it's still hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I've been there. It is difficult.
Yeah.
Very difficult. Difficult to the point to where, like, you kind of question your worthiness. Like, you question, how can I explain it, man? Like it kind of, it makes you question your worth sometimes.
I don't, see, this is, me and a friend had this conversation today, bro.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying how at this point in his life, if you cheat, then you should just break up. You know what I'm saying? Because clearly you're not happy with the person that you're with. But I don't agree with that. Because I believe if just because a person cheats, that really don't mean that they want to break up with you. That just means they still want to come home to what they have, but they just wanted something different.
I question, did you ever really love that person to begin with, though?
So you don't think a person can cheat and still love a person?
I question that person's ability to love the person they say they love.
Okay.
Because the way I see it, if you truly love that person, it should have stopped you from making the mistake you made.
I agree.
And the person you wish to love you enough that you should be able to take that to them.
What, that I cheated?
No, that you've had thoughts of.
Oh, nah, that's, nah. Then you're going to end up sharing your location and I need your Instagram password and all this other stuff.
No. You just had a discussion of, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm being put in a position, like, to want something that I'm not getting at home. So we together got to fix that.
But depending on who, okay, let's say the man said that to the woman.
Right.
Now, depending on the woman, she probably going to be like, well, then you need to go, you know what I'm saying?
And if you make that statement, man, whatever come from that, that's on you.
Okay. Now it's on them.
Yeah, that's on you.
Okay.
Because that person need to say, you know what, I can't do this with you no more.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah. And that could be what, you know, dude that you was talking to meant.
Okay. All right. Do you think, crap, what was I about to say? All right, do you think trying to get another chance after a breakup, that you should be doing the exact same thing that you used to do before y'all broke up to get the person back?
And that's always a start.
I don't think so.
So what do you think you should do? Just make everything new? Because starting fresh is never a real thing.
All right, I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to use my life.
Mm-hmm.
I was dating a woman.
I hope she was.
Well, I'm not calling for that one again. That was close. Close. Okay, I've grown, okay? Anyway, I was dating a woman.
Yes.
And we tried the whole not having sex thing before marriage.
Right.
But before we became boyfriend and girlfriend, we was getting it in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then when we got together, she didn't want to do it anymore because we wasn't married.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. But then when she wanted to have sex, it was perfectly fine.
It was okay when she wanted to do it.
But when I wanted to do it,
yeah,
I was holding her back from everything that God had for her. Hold on. I'm not done yet.
All right. I'm ready to, you know, like double dutch, but I'm waiting to jump in there.
Okay. when we broke up, she was throwing it at me.
Trying to get you back.
Yeah, like literally throwing to the point where I'm like, yo, we not supposed to be doing this.
Yeah.
So you know.
Staying on business.
Right. So you. So you know it was a lot if I'm saying it.
Right.
So, but my thinking is you can't give me what you used to give me. And then if we got back together, you just going to take it back. You just going to take it away again. So my thinking is this. If you're going to try to get back with somebody, understand why y'all broke up, what caused y'all to break up, what led to the breakup. And then, yes, do what y'all used to do, but have some boundaries on it.
Okay. I can dig it.
Because doing the same thing that we used to do probably won't be good enough to get us back to where we were. We may have to just tear everything down and start over.
But is there a such thing as starting over, though?
No, but y'all not going to be moving as quick as y'all. Like, just because y'all got back together don't mean that things go back to the way that they were.
Right. My thing is, a lot of times, like, maybe that was that pressure. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was trying to put pressure on you to marry her. And that's what she was using against you, because she didn't care about doing the wrong thing in her mind when she wanted to.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I was all for not doing the wrong thing.
Yes, you were. Indulged a little bit.
Just a little bit.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. How did that make you feel, though?
What? Which part?
At the fact that, okay, y'all was messing around before.
Right.
Then she says no. And then yes again when she went. So how did it make you feel, like, the back and forth, though?
I didn't like it. Like, this episode done came about me. Cool. I'm just playing. But, when we first met, I had just got baptized.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, this is what we're supposed to be doing.
So I'm going to try that.
Cool. But when I met her, like, when we started talking, she always started the whole physical thing. And then when we got together, you know, it was still there. But then one day, no, we shouldn't be doing this because, you know. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'll do my best. And then all of a sudden, she wanted it. Yes. Then when I want it, the power of Christ compels you. The power.
Get thee behind me, Satan.
Throwing the oil in there.
Dang.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, at a certain point.
Yeah, but how did it make you feel, though?
It threw me off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it literally throws it. Yeah.
It's very confusing.
Yeah. Well, it's confusing when she wanted it, it was fine. But when I, you know what I'm saying, initiated, it turned into you're holding me back from everything God has for me. That maybe for, then why am I with you then, G?
I didn't make you open your legs. You did that on your own.
Yeah, but I'm like, but why? Like, why am I with you then?
She being this fly traps you.
Anyway, bro. Cheers to you, bro. Cheers to you. when
ask me about my life, brother.
Huh?
Ask me about my life since you shared.
We did that on the last pod.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's too easy.
That was a good one. That was a good one. You know, email Randall.
Shout out to Randall.
That was a good one. Yes,
anyway,
sir.
Anyway, why do people think if a second chance is so important, why did they mess up the first one? Like, did they take the first chance they got? They didn't appreciate, like, they didn't take it seriously?
Some people don't think about it until it's over with. Okay. Because even though you're trying to get that second chance because it broke up, you had multiple chances within the relationship, too. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the person that's doing the most damage is looking at the other person like they got a dummy on their forehead. Okay. Because they may feel like, man, I ain't going nowhere. I can do what I want.
I feel like once you start thinking that somebody would never leave you, you kind of left them. Mm.
Okay.
Because that makes it sound like no matter what you do, mm-hmm. like this person's not going to find nobody better than you.
Yeah.
And they probably won't in certain situations.
Yeah.
In certain areas in life.
Is there anything besides cheating that you see not being able to come back from as a second chance?
If you hit me.
Ah, that's a good one.
Yeah, if you like put your hands on me, then like even if you like say you gonna do it, mm-hmm. all I'm gonna say is if you do that, you gonna have a problem. Mm. And then you can go from there.
I've had that type of situation before.
We've heard.
Not that one in particular. I got another one.
Well, you like them rough, don't you?
Hey, bro, I told you. I got smacked me across my forehead, bro. You know what I'm saying?
You like them rough.
But there was no physical violence yet.
You well, like a fighter, no.
In this situation, no physical violence. But the issue was they wanted me to hit them.
Okay.
And it was like they was just in my face, like, well, hit me then, hit me, hit. I'm like, I cross my arms, like, what do you want? Like, bro, I can't do this, bro. I'm scared.
She's gonna press charges, bro.
I'm scared, bro. Like, no, I'm not doing that. Some females, bro, and it blows my mind. I've never heard this come from the guy's side, but some females like it.
We're getting hit?
Yeah. I literally had somebody tell me if they don't hit me, they don't love me.
I just know women like to be choked.
That's you choke people. How though?
You just put your hand like this,
yeah,
and then you put your thumb in the middle.
Okay, okay,
and then you just squeeze a little bit.
All right.
Then depending on the position you in,
do you
give them two?
Okay. And then if the thumb feels an Adam's apple, do you just squeeze all the way?
You evacuate. You get all women and children.
Get out there.
You get dispersed. you and then you come back with gasoline around the house.
Oh, man.
And then you just start. Sound like Eminem. When the cops came through, me and Dre stood next to a burnt down house with a hand for the gas and a hand for the matches. Still went found out. Yeah. Well, you went left with that one, didn't you?
I'm just cause what just popped my head, bro. Like you thinking it's a nice thing going on.
Yeah.
And then you just heard the voice pop out like,
all right.
You too rough.
Boy, I can't stand you. Oh, yeah, that was extreme. Mm. Anyway. I'm going to hook up to the board.
Okay, all right.
Because that was extreme. Woo, okay. I'm going to play this video.
What blows my mind is that you actually literally showed me how to choose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just saying.
What you need to do is apply pressure on your index finger.
Just in case, you know what I'm saying?
Wrap the pinky inside. Okay.
Wrap the pinky.
All right, dude. You got experience with this.
It's a short video. All right, so pay attention.
All right.
I'm gonna see if I can start from the beginning.
Not finding love.
Here we go.
You're probably not finding love because you're the problem, and God is protecting other people from you.
So,
word.
You're having trouble finding people because you're the problem.
Mm.
And God is protecting other people from you.
Mm. That's crazy.
How would a person come to terms with that? Like, they are the problem. The reason why they can't find nobody.
I think part of the issue is most people don't come to terms with that.
Okay.
They always act like it's better for them to believe it's somebody else.
Okay. I'm going to ask this question. I pretty much kind of know what you're going to say, probably. But do God really care about your relationship like that?
Probably not. Do I think he care about your covenant and marriage? Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't think so. We wouldn't have free will if you couldn't do what you wanted to do.
True. Okay.
But that's a very interesting way of looking at it, though. Some people can't find nobody because you messed up.
Okay. Me and you really don't believe in soulmates, but for the sake of this episode,
mm-hmm.
if you passed up your soulmate,
mm-hmm.
do you think you're going to find somebody else?
No.
So if a person...
If the soulmate thing was real.
Okay.
I think, okay, let me backtrack. Yes, but in the event that soulmates were real, you wouldn't have what you were supposed to have.
Okay. I think certain people's soulmates are ugly, but they don't know that because they think that their soulmate is ugly.
Mm.
So they don't look at them or they don't pay attention because they're ugly.
I remember you saying in another pod, what's best for you could be wrapped in something that you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
I know you didn't say it to that effect, but you said because of what they wrapped in.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
People don't like the blessing that they receive because it's not wrapped in what they don't like, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just think if... Let's just use the video.
Mm-hmm.
Say God is saying you're the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to have a conversation with God like, all right, tell me how I'm the problem?
Mm.
Or are you just going to say, send me somebody who will accept me for me?
Ooh, that's what you hear. That's what you hear more than anything else.
Yep.
Coming from the other people.
Somebody that can handle me.
Ooh.
When you don't handle nothing but luggage, but we can continue.
Mm. Yeah. That's what you hear all the time, bro, and that's crazy. That you are willing to be the type of person that I'm just gonna call you messed up.
Okay.
You're a messed up person. But you wanna ask for somebody to deal with your messed up ways at the same time that you want to be able to say that you love that person. That's trash, bro.
Yeah. I don't never want to think my girl like puts up with me.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you should never want somebody to say, yeah, I put up with them.
Yeah, I agree.
So if you want somebody to handle you, that means that you don't really plan on calming down or changing or anything.
Right.
And yeah. I'm like, bro, at what age do you want to do this?
Mm-hmm. And it blows my mind that you want somebody to deal with how you are now, but then you want a person to come to you correct with everything that you want them to have. That's whack.
But don't ever think about the person that you want. What type of person do they want?
Exactly. Yeah. Mm.
But, you know, I'm just spitballing out here.
When it comes to something else that you wouldn't give somebody a second chance for?
Messing up money.
Mm. Okay.
Because, like, me personally, I put security over everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if you messing up the money, what did Big Worm say? Playing with my money is like playing with my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really true with me. So if you messing up the money because you're irresponsible,
mm-hmm.
we're not telling you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm showing you, like, I'm trying to help you with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you just keep
doing the same thing.
You know what I'm saying? Hitting, what's the website? Shein and Fashion Nova and Forever 21 when you 35 and stuff like that. That, yeah, we don't need to be together because clearly we're not on the same journey.
Mm-hmm. What blows my mind too, man, is like, you say you want a husband,
mm-hmm.
but you don't want to hear no either.
You won't hear no from a boyfriend.
But I'm saying, but at that point, they can say, you know what I mean? We ain't married, which is true.
Yeah.
But if you can't handle hearing no, why do you want a husband?
Why do you want anybody in your life?
And then they'll say, well, I want somebody to protect and to provide. Well, how can a husband protect you and you can't hear no? Because a part of his protection is telling you no.
Right.
No, and don't step left, step right.
And depending on the person, some people need protection from themselves.
Yes. Yes, yes, that's facts, bro. That's facts.
So let me ask you, what's one or two things that you won't give a second chance for?
I would say if you got to have some type of, you got to have a spiritual background.
You have to?
Yeah.
Like you have to have one already established?
Even if you didn't have one throughout the dating stage, once it's established, it has to stay established.
Okay.
Because in my opinion, that's the only foundation that we could fall back on when things get sideways.
Okay.
That's the only thing we can go read and then be like, okay, well, that's where I messed up.
Okay. I don't know if this is what you're saying, but this is how I'm taking it. You, before me, you don't have to have one. But while we're in a relationship together, you have to be working on one.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because my thinking is, you don't have, like, yes, I go to church, but my flesh is weak.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be open to having a relationship. You just can't say, nah, that's not for me.
Right.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, and you got some people that's out there that'll tell you straight up, like, I don't believe in that. And that's cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's just my preference.
Right, that's cool for you.
Yeah, for sure. I think another one for me would be I don't handle disrespect well.
Okay.
You might get a couple of them off, but especially if I'm not the type of person to just be walking around disrespecting you, calling you out your name and stuff.
Right.
Because if you're willing to disrespect me, you don't love me. That's how I see that.
Disrespect you on purpose or accident?
Period.
Okay.
Because even on purpose, you thought about saying it before you did.
What if she says, I didn't mean to say that? Like, I'm sorry. Like, as soon as she say it, mm-hmm. she just apologizes, like, immediately.
I'll let you have that one.
Just one?
I'll let you have that. But yeah. a repeat offender, you doing it on purpose. Now you playing with me.
Tough crap.
Yeah. You playing with me at that point, bro. I can't do it. Because if I slip up and call you the B word, and you don't like that, and then I'll just say the B word and say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say it right after I said it. You're not going to take that well.
If you get a second chance, do you feel like you're walking on eggshells?
Yeah, you should feel like you're walking on eggshells. Yeah, you should, for sure.
Walk softly, nigga.
Yeah, I need to know how seriously you taking this chance I didn't gave you.
So does that mean that you have power or leverage over them?
I am open. I'm just playing.
No, you. Nah. No way is it.
I'm just playing.
You He-Man. Nah, nah. I have the power.
And I'm going to be honest, man. Like, I wouldn't want to make you feel less than. That's not in my nature.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's not in my nature. But a byproduct of somebody doing the wrong thing that really want to make it right with somebody else, they walk on eggshells even if you're not asking them to.
Okay. This is my last question. When you are working on a second chance, do you come across or at some point do you feel like you're kissing the other person's butt?
To some degree, yeah. To some degree, yeah. I don't want to say you should feel like that, but but you are going to feel like that, though.
Mm-hmm.
You did something goofy.
Okay.
You owe me. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so I probably shouldn't have said kissing, but I probably should have said, should you swallow your pride?
For sure.
Okay.
You got to. You know what I'm saying?
But can the other person take advantage of you wanting a second chance?
Now, that's trash.
Okay.
And people do that.
Yes, they
That
do.
Was actually the question I was just about to ask you.
Okay.
But that's trash, bro. That ain't right. You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of people that use people like that.
Okay. And then they still end up breaking up with them.
But you are that person that dude was talking about in the video.
Full soccer.
Yeah.
Okay, man.
That's you.
Bring in the Modi, man. Do we got one this week?
Well, you know, Randall killed the last one. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'll let you go first.
All right. Old keys can't open up new doors.
Okay. Okay. That's what's up.
This is why you should go first. Because that pressure. Some people ain't built for that pressure.
The right key won't open rusty locks.
What? Nah. Give me another one. Give me another one. Nah, G. You got, nah. Give me another one.
Oh! Man. I got... If you do right in your relationship to begin with, no second chance needed. Nah, don't play me, bro. That's good.
All right, bro.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You a hater, bro.
I'm just going to let you have it. I'm just going to let you have it.
You a hater, bro.
Man, it was a good show, man.
I'll be your boy, Nine.
Dyer. Supreme Full of
That's John Jacob Jingleheimer Smith.
What?
His name is my name too. Whenever we go out, the people always shout. There go John Jacob Jingleheimer Smith.
That's like an old 1929 porn name.
You remember that back in the day?
No. Where did you get that from? John Jingle.